This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to our culture of hacking. Hackers are widespread and may not be who you're visualizing right now. Let's talk to Bruce Schneier, whose new book is called A Hacker's Mind. Mr. Schneier, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Actor Rami Malek in a hoodie sneaking into computer networks equals hacker. It's like you should see his image if you looked it up in the dictionary, hacker. But you think of hacking much more broadly. It's almost a way of thinking.
It really is a way of thinking. And actually, a hack follows the letter of the rule, even though it subverts the intent. You see rich people find tax loopholes. Companies do it. Think of the way Uber is subverting the rules for taxis. Right? They're not breaking the rules, but they're finding loopholes, they're finding omissions, they're finding technicalities to subvert the rules to their advantage.
And Bruce, you write about this. It's an issue when you're worried about inequality in society, right? Because already powerful, already wealthy people often have access to tools. Sometimes they're tools in the form of good lawyers who can help with the hacks.
This is where hacks diverge from the computer world and the real world. In the computer world, we have that vision of hacks being antisocial kids in hoodies. In the real world, they're more likely to be the rich and powerful. They're more likely to employ expertise to find the hacks. And then when they find one, employ attorneys to make sure those are considered legal and they're not patched.
Now, this has been the winter of artificial intelligence, at least as a cultural moment. And you make an interesting point in the book. AI can do hacking if there are not protections built in, but also AI could be hacked.
So certainly AIs are computer systems and they can be hacked. There's a lot of research in how AI systems can be abused. What I'm writing about is the other way. Can an AI be used to find hacks? So imagine feeding an AI the entire nation's tax codes. What AI could do is just change the speed, scale, scope, and complexity of this process. And suddenly we're finding loopholes that are far more complex than humans can find. And our prevention mechanisms, our recovery mechanisms are still at human speeds. But the notion that we need to be able to patch, to update our laws as technology changes, as situations change, is really important.
I also argue that transparency has to be a key part of this. And a lot of, for instance, AI is quite opaque in its processes. But tell me about inclusivity. That's also one of the important words that you highlight when you think about remedies for hacking.
I mean, the worry about AI is less the AI and more that Google owns it, Microsoft owns it, Amazon owns it. It's the already powerful using it against us. So one of the things we need to do, aside from transparency, is to democratize these technologies. If they become inclusive, they become tools of the citizen against power rather than tools of the powerful.
Bruce Schneier has often been called a security guru. He certainly knows about security technology. His latest book is A Hacker's Mind, How the Powerful Bend Society's Rules and How to Bend Them Back. Mr. Schneier, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.